540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. There will be a detention hearing later today for suspected Pentagon leaker Jack Teixeira. Here's CBS's Rob Legarry.
Investigators say excerpts from the Discord group allegedly show Teixeira telling another user everything he shared with them was classified, and in another instance, allegedly offering users to give them sensitive information on specific requests for countries and topics.
He faces up to 25 years in prison if convicted. President Biden welcomed the president of South Korea to the White House and announced a new plan. Reporter Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
While the U.S. will not be returning nuclear weapons to South Korea permanently, it will be resuming its old Cold War practice of sending nuclear-armed ballistic missile submarines, starting in the near future, apparently, as Washington seeks to show the South, and North Korea for that matter, that it's serious about defending its allies.
The U.S. is in debt to the tune of about $31 trillion. And CBS's Rebecca Kaplan reports a debt ceiling bill has been passed, but
the plan is dead on arrival in the Senate, where Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called it a wasted effort and called on Speaker McCarthy to increase the debt ceiling with no strings attached. President Biden has also pledged to veto the plan.
Montana Republicans have barred Representative Zoe Zephyr from participating on the House floor for the remainder of the session after she refused to apologize for saying colleagues who voted to ban gender-affirming care for youth would have blood on their hands.
I will rise in support of my community. I will take the hard and moral choice and stand up in defense of the people who elected me to do so and the people in our communities.
Last year, Zephyr became the first openly transgender woman elected to the Montana legislature. You know those parents who can't keep their mouths shut while watching their kids play ball? CBS's Deborah Rodriguez on a new rule in southern New Jersey.
Did he get hit? Because it's full count.
A new rule in Deptford Township requires moms and dads who think they can do a better job to take the field to prove it. They'll have to ump three games themselves before they're allowed back in the stands as spectators. The league's president says the abuse has gotten so bad, two volunteer umps quit last week.
Former President Trump can't stop former Vice President Mike Pence from testifying before a grand jury investigating the January 6 attack on the Capitol. Trump's emergency application to block him was denied. Pence is considered a key witness. The grand jury wants to hear his insights about the events leading up to the riot. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Paincare of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Paincare specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Paincare can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to iupatdc7.com. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Speaker Voss, I understand you don't have any children. Does that mean he's been possibly practicing
sex with
contraceptives?
What?
Or is he just less than a man? How do you go through the entire life, three wives later, and no chitlins?
Shooting blanks?
Perhaps.
Pull and pray.
Doubtful.
Not getting any.
Unlikely.
Unable to perform.
More likely.
Paying for it.
I hate to judge.
We don't judge here. We're the Devil's Advocate.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Are you smarter than an AI ad? 844-967-2789. Are you ready for AI political ads? Well, too bad, because whether or not you are or are not ready, they're here. In fact, they're already here as of yesterday. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. This today is April 26th, Wednesday, which means Greg Bach is here.
Hello.
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 And of course, Jane Montanare on the board. So we talked yesterday. We kicked off yesterday's show with Biden announcing that he was going to run. It was all very kind of below the fold-ish because we knew that that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And the criticisms about him were exactly what people expected.
Pretty much.
You know, his ratings are, his approval rating is meh. He's still going to be 86 by the end of the next term. And, you know, inflation, like, they're, you know, the kind of the criticisms we often hear. And instead of running a retort, the Republicans decided to generate a dystopian future where Biden is president for another 4 years and run that as their first anti-Biden campaign ad, all created from fake images and AI generated. And it's not just because I don't vote Republican, but it was weird.
It's creepy.
It's a little creepy.
It is creepy.
Because all AI art is creepy looking. I don't care how innocent it's always creepy looking.
It is a little creepy looking. Have you played with it much?
No, because someone told me that one, they can really dig into your data, and then also I guess like even the most original, quote unquote original AI art still is stealing from actual artists.
Okay.
So, and it just leaves a sour taste in grandpa's mouth.
I mean, don't they have to have a temp? Doesn't AI have to have a template to work off of?
Yeah.
Of some kind, right? So, well, it's got to steal from somebody.
This is why, so far, AI is not good at the news. Like, AI doesn't necessarily help us in what we do because it's working off of a backlog of what has already been created and what already exists on the internet instead of staying up to date with the stuff that's coming. And so I had a girlfriend who was showing me, she took her head, like she tried to create professional headshots because she's just playing with it. She's a marketer, so she's trying to figure out how the world's going to use this.
Yeah.
And I saw, she showed me her headshots that she created from AI, and they are creepy because it looks like her, but it's not, like, not quite.
Everybody's skin is so shiny. It's always shiny.
They kind of look like if like The Sims 10.0.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's like the future Sims game of what the people look like.
Yeah.
And they all look like individuals, but they're just kind of robotic.
And if they're standing still, they're not standing still, they're moving. Just
and they get stuck
on
loop.
Bad animatronics.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was interesting that was the first ad that they decided to put out. And I know we have a clip of it. So let's play some of what was in this Republican ad.
This just in, we can now call the 2024 presidential race for Joe Biden.
My fellow Americans.
This morning, an emboldened China invades Taiwan.
Financial markets are in free fall as 500 regional banks have shuttered their doors.
Border agents were overrun by a surge of 80,000 illegals yesterday evening.
Officials closed the city of San Francisco this morning, citing the escalating crime and fentanyl crisis.
Who's in charge here?
It feels like the train is coming off the track.
And I just, it seems like if you have to use fake images and hypothetical future bad things that may happen to an incumbent president, to someone we have been with for more than two years and will have been with for 4 years by the time the election happens, that like if you can't start with the stuff that he's already done, aren't you just reaching for straws?
Yeah, because they have nothing really. Like a couple of those things too is like the city of San Francisco has been shut down. How is that the president's fault? Like is he Joey B supposed to go in there with like a big old like nice stick going, ah, you bring it on, you drug takers. Uncle Joe's here to save the day. You know, like 500. All right, five. If you just said 30, but you said 500 banks, that's just the collapse of modern America then. I mean, so they're so adorable.
But it's, and I want to believe that voters are smarter than this. But am I wrong?
Well, I think the people who are going to vote for Joe Biden, whether they're holding their nose or not, of course think this is ridiculous. Independent voters, are swing voters, undecideds, I don't think really care at this point. They're waiting for the big courtship next year. But people who don't like Joe Biden are like, yeah, this is great. This is my catnip. I love this stuff. I got it on loop. But like, you could do the exact same. You could take all the music and all the bad imagery and put Donald Trump's face on there and say all sorts of true things like, a group of hysterical voters have stormed the Capitol, threatening the lives of elected officials. The reelected president is currently under indictment for 285 counts.
He's already been convicted.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's, I could get a 10th grader to make this for me today.
What do you think would look more realistic, an AI Joe Biden or an AI Trump?
I think Joe Biden. I think so.
Because he looks, in this ad, he looks very much like a creepy mask.
Yeah.
Right?
But he kind of...
Maybe they did that on purpose.
Kind of looks like today he looks like a creepy
mask. Well, the man's, again, he's as old as he is, so you're going to start looking a little creepy. Maybe not creepy, but creepy.
Creepy.
After a certain amount of time.
I think he's also had some work done, so...
Probably.
Probably. Yeah.
But the thing is with Donald Trump's face...
What'd you call him?
I call him Donald Johnald, because Donald John just sounds dumb, so Donald Johnald sounds better to me. To recreate his face on AI, you also have to get that, and I'm being dead serious, you have to get that orange hue perfect. If not, he looks even more airbrushed in AI than he is in real life. So I feel like Joe Biden isn't the best thing to look at in AI, but Donald Trump is absolutely terrifying to look at in AI.
But I guess, is this the future? Is this what we have to look forward to as far as what the next campaign cycle is going to be? Not only just for presidents, but hello, we're in Wisconsin. We're going to have a Senate race. We're going to have, especially if we have new maps.
Oh, yeah.
And all of the congressional seats are now competitive. Like the 2024 cycle, we already complain about how awful it is to live in Wisconsin and be subjected to all of those incredibly bad, violent, sometimes flat out lie of political ads, and now you add on top of that AI that anyone with a computer and is good at this stuff can just make.
I think that's what we're in store for, because we have this conversation every year or two where we say, is this, whatever this thing is, the new norm. And then it becomes that. This is the new norm. This is how it's going to go. It's going to go like...
But deep fakes didn't really become the norm.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. Like, is this, is it a deep fake? AI versus deep fake. Are those the same things?
I have no idea.
See, I feel like to me, deep fake is when you put someone's face on somebody else and they're doing something like in a, like a TikTok video. Like what I saw in the ad, it's like, it just looked like some, like it looked like AI magic. To me, it's different. It may not be. Someone could correct me. Please feel free to call in and correct us. Correct
844-967-2789. What is the difference between a deep fake and AI?
To me, an AI is just like that. Like when I saw the commercial, it was just like artwork of them like standing together and whatnot. But I think if you took Joe Biden's face and put it on a body that was saying some horrible things, then that's actionable. You can actually, you know.
But is any of it illegal?
I don't think there's much governance over campaign ads.
I don't think so either. And that's, yeah. I think, where I was left here of watching what will be possible. I mean, I had this feeling even at the end of the Wisconsin Supreme Court election, not even a month ago. That's wild. Oh my gosh, I can't even believe April 4th was not a month ago.
It was 20 minutes ago.
Oh, jeez. And I talked about this in the show. I'd made a video about it for Journal Sentinel of just how awful it is that in Wisconsin, you can just be minding your business with your kids in your car, listening to the radio, and a super graphic, violent ad can just pop up with no warning whatsoever. Same thing if you're watching in the fall, watching a Packers game. Of just if they've bought the time for any of the local media,
yeah,
it just pops up and there's no rules or regulations on, let alone accuracy and how real this, what they're claiming to be is, but just the narrative and the violence in general that are in some of these ads. So you add on top of that now AI, and it just brings me to a place of like, are we not due for some kind of sweeping legislation on what can and cannot be in campaign ads?
I think the moment you do that, it sets it up for a First Amendment fight. And the moment that any legislator looks at, especially when it comes to elections and ads and things like that, when they see a constitutional question, they're immediately going to back away, going, well, that's right. I mean, I can't do anything about the Constitution. Why bother?
Well, and good heavens, if you're going to stop them from lying, then they'll actually have to run ads that talk about what they have and have not done. You don't really expect that to happen, do you?
I know. And I understand all the reasons why politicians would not. The people, it's the same reason why they're never going to vote for term limits, right? They're not going to vote themselves out of a job.
Yeah.
But take out the reality of that situation. Okay. So let's just live in my hypothetical for a second. Stay with me.
It's so pretty in here.
It's right.
Oh my gosh.
This is why I'm always so happy.
The curtains are lovely.
In this world, it's not so bad.
In Kristen's world, it's all good.
In Kristen's rose-colored glasses world.
There's tacos everywhere.
But all right, so take out the real, like how realistic this would ever be. But, and I'm asking both of you, I'm asking you listening right now, are we not due for political ad changes as far as what would you like to see if we could actually change what can and cannot be in political ads? What changes would you make? 844-967-2789. We will take your calls and your texts and your live stream comments when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
The conservative dating app, The Right Stuff, is failing 3 months after launch. In October, the app, The Right Stuff, had just 11,000 downloads.
The profile creation process also asked users to list their thoughts about the January 6th Capitol riots. Two reviewers claimed that FBI and police officers visited their homes after filling out their profiles.
The political party that is the Devil's Advocates radio show, live weekdays from 4 to 6 p.m.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 32 overnight under mainly clear skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, high of 63, lows around 40 tomorrow night. Mainly cloudy skies Friday, with daytime highs approaching 60. 53, chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Well, I've grown to hate it. What changes to political ad laws would you make if you were in charge? 844-967-2789. Outside of the world of reality that politicians are never going to pass this on their own, but as far as I think we are due for some sweeping legislation when it comes to what can and cannot be in ads, whether that's how accurate and honest they are, how violent and graphic they are, or whether or not they're using AI to create hypothetical realities that are not real. So asking you, what changes would you make if you could to political ad laws? 844-967-2789. We'll first ask our panel, Shane Matinere and Greg Bach. Greg, off the top of your head, what would you change if you could?
I would honestly make them list all the things going on in the ad. I would make them have a warning up top, like the following thing you're about to watch contains graphic images or graphic language. I would also love to throw in there, be like, also contains artificial intelligence. They have to say artificial. They have to say artificial intelligence images, because now people AI don't even know what AI means. They just think, oh, it's just computers, but they don't, you know. I would make them put warnings up top, radio especially.
So you have the chance to change the channel, like if your kids are in the car?
Because that would make radio stations squirm. They'd be like, oh no, they'll change the channel. You know what I mean? But yeah, I would as a start, I'd do that.
Jane?
No cherry picking. If you're going to take someone's words, it has to be in complete context.
Oh.
That's a long ad then.
It's a long ad.
Well, sorry, you're going to have to work with it. I mean, again, that's where so much misinformation gets spread, when you just pull out one quote that may not even be applicable to what you're talking about. And that is entirely misleading. So I think it has to have full context.
Which, and like, that also then lends itself to why there's less and less debates.
Right.
It's because they're nervous about having that one line that gets, and like, I'll admit it, and I don't think it was taken out of context, but I'm thinking about the debate between Tim Michaels and Governor Evers, where Tim Michaels said something along the lines of, we've created an entire class of lazy people. Like, we need to get Wisconsin back to work. Yeah. And the Democratic Party jumped all over it. I made a video about it because it was also like, again, we're coming back to what the unemployment rate is. It's like, what are you talking about?
Right.
And like, I, as a political candidate, saying any of your voters potentially are lazy doesn't feel like a smart tactic.
But they're not the lazy ones, Kristen. No. It's the other people who are getting benefits. They're the lazy ones.
And even if you're getting benefits and you like Tim Michaels, you're like, yeah, but...
That's me.
That's not me they're talking about. I'm getting benefits. Yeah, but I've earned those benefits.
Exactly.
That Governor Evers guy, he built a city on rock and roll. That's not structurally sound.
I'm trying to think, besides what you two just said, what I would say.
Texter from the 414 says, banning red and black color schemes.
Oh, like the scary...
The scary boogie... Yeah,
the boogeyman. Because that's even the ad. And we'll put that in today's show notes on askgoeswisconsin.com/listen. So you can... If you've somehow missed... Because this... I don't know if this is running on... It's not running on TV yet. This was very much online of this response ad from the Republicans to Biden's ad yesterday announcing that he was going to run. And I just... Because I do think, I want to believe that voters are smart enough to watch that ad and be like, this is not real. But it just, I mean, I guess the point or the argument is it plants the seed of what could happen. 500 banks could close. China could invade Taiwan. San Francisco as an entire city closes. Could just shut down.
Yeah, and I could grow 3 inches and develop emerald green eyes like a model. You know, that's all sure. That's all could happen.
Which is so funny, just quickly on the San Francisco thing. When I was in California, I saw one of my girlfriends who's still living in San Francisco. And we had that conversation, not unlike the conversation we had about Milwaukee earlier this week, of in our own suburbs in Milwaukee, New Berlin. I don't know if you saw this article, Greg. There were some New Berlin high school parents who were very nervous about their kids going down to the Central Library to take pictures.
Oh, Lordy.
And so we had a conversation about being afraid to go downtown. But, you know, I lived in San Francisco for a long time, and I also am now susceptible to what all of the stories coming out of San Francisco sound like. And then I talked to my friend who lives there, and she's like, listen, I live on the other side of town. I don't really...
She doesn't see
it. No. And so it's not like the entire city is condemned. There is an area of San Francisco, the Tenderloin, that is having a very hard time. But it just continues to your ability to stereotype an entire place and what's happening there versus actually talking to people who live there. But that's a little bit of a tangent, so go ahead. Going back to the question at hand of what changes would you make to political ad laws if you were allowed to, 844-967-2789.
I don't know. Like, that's if I have to live in the sunny reality, the sunny world of,
yeah, the sunny world
of Kristen Bry's
sunny world.
I mean, honestly, I would adopt laws that were more like overseas, where they had to be very simple, very to the point. And then at a certain point before the election, no more ads. We're done.
See, I would do the opposite. I would say you can only start running ads like 3 months ahead of the election.
That's a great idea.
That's what they, I mean, in Canada, in a lot of countries, you can't, there's not endless campaign cycles where, you know, we're already going to be, it's what, we're over a year and a half away from November 2024, and now we're already going to start with the campaigning for
we're never
president.
Not in an election cycle anymore. Yeah. That's just it. We're always in election season, period. It's not even a season. It's like when people are getting married in fall, they're like, oh, we're getting married off season. No, it's always an election season,
yeah,
period. So I think that whatever election's happening, 3 weeks before the campaign happens, no more elections.
We got to go to break. I'm going to ask you on the other side of this.
Okay.
Why the break until the election versus not having it
until,
and then they can't start until this close to the election. So we'll talk about this when we come back, but I'm still interested to hear from you. What changes would you make to campaign ads and what they can and cannot put in them? If you were in charge, 844-967-2789.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief. Federal prosecutors think Jack Teixeira, the airman charged with leaking secret documents online, may still have access to classified material.
Teixeira currently faces a maximum of 25 years in prison if convicted, but prosecutors implied in their court filing overnight that more charges carrying longer penalties were possible.
That's CBS's Rob Legere. President Biden welcomed another president to the White House today. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Today's official business with the South Korean president was focused on a dictator who's outlasted several U.S. administrations. Ballistic missile tests by the North have increased in recent months, ratcheting up tensions on the peninsula.
House Republicans have passed a debt ceiling bill. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
The sad part here is now the Democrats need to do their job. The president can no longer ignore by not negotiating.
The bill's almost certain to be dead on arrival in the Senate. President Biden has already said he would veto it. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostofsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets Law and Order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostofsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostofsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day. Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What changes to political ads would you make? Living in Wisconsin, so I know everyone who lives here who should be an expert and has opinions on what they would change about the election cycle and what ads they get subjected to. And so as far as if there were to be hypothetical sweeping legislation to alter what goes into those ads, what would you change? 844-967-2789. And so before we went to the break, Greg, you said... Mm-hmm. They should have to stop doing ads 3 weeks ahead of the election. Why do you think that?
Because at that point, I mean, we're going to reach our breaking point before that. But those last 3 weeks, those last few weeks of election where you're just seeing ads nonstop and everything, it just becomes more and more frustrating. I feel like if it stops, then you can go on with your life. You feel like you've made your decision. If you want to make any more, you know, they can still campaign. They can still do rallies. They can still, you know, if you want to go see them, they can still knock on your door. I have no problem with that. They're not going to knock on your door. But as far as TV and radio, just take them off the air, because just let people have their last few weeks and let them, because I feel like the other version of that, where it's they're only allowed to campaign for 3 weeks beforehand,
I would say 3 months.
Oh, God. Then, yeah, they're going to be hitting you in the face so hard, even worse than they do now. Like, it's going to be, there's going to be a political ad streaming channel where you can just go pay $5 a month and watch streaming ads all the time.
I mean, there already is. I mean, each campaign has their own YouTube channel. So if you just want to go watch all of their ads, if you would like to go through that kind of hell,
that sounds
go
like
right
fun.
Ahead. Oh. I have gone because every once in a while, like when we did the election day in the fall, mm-hmm. when we had our friends on, our comedian friends on to make fun of some of the worst ads that ran.
Yeah.
I found all of those just by going to YouTube on their campaign, on like their campaign account. And it's like, oh, there it was. God, this is who tested this?
Would you know that they were running for office, or would it be like 3 months beforehand? They'd be like, "Hello, I'm running for office."
Yeah, I mean, if you read the news, I would imagine. I think it's like, because I think about all the different coverage that happens in an election cycle. Think about how many different news outlets are. Think about this show. How much we talk about who's running, but it's different than like the conversations that are happening around the candidates and around the elections is different than the paid ads. So I'm specifically talking about the rules of ads that you pay for, media that you buy, and what can or cannot go into the content of them, what timing rules around them, what trigger warnings are on them. So it's more about the paid ad side versus other campaign, what you can and cannot do.
So why do you say 3 months, nothing until 3 months out?
So we don't have a 2-year election cycle. Yeah. I mean, we're already talking about not only for president who's running, but also who...
Tammy Baldwin.
And who's going to run against Tammy Baldwin. And so we're not even in the year that they're going to be elected yet. We're not even through halfway through the year before they're getting elected yet. And we're already talking about it. And who knows when the ads are actually going to start. But it just shortens how long this dominates the conversation and sucks up the energy versus what should be the focus is what is Tammy Baldwin working on in her job right now, not how is she going to get reelected.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I also think that if you're going to run a negative ad, then all campaigns have to run the same negative ad.
How does that work?
My opponent is a blood-sucking tick. There it
she
is.
She said tick, folks.
There's your ad, and that's the bad thing. You can run against your opponent, and you can only do positive ads about your own campaign, about all the things you're going to do.
Or have done.
Or good things you have done. But I'm so tired of the character smears and all of that stuff. It's exhausting.
I love a good character smear on a bagel. So tasty.
Especially on a bagel.
With some lox. Delicious.
But I just, I would love to see them have to limit the negativity because I think that's what grinds people down.
Yeah, and what sucks about that is that then there's also the polling and the testing that shows that negative ads work.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, so we all complain about the negative ads and how much we hate them, and then somehow our psychology still tricks us into saying, oh, well, the guy that we don't like, here's all the reasons why we don't like them. Either it's reinforcement or planting the seed as far as it still taints you.
And I think that's why, they did the thing they did with Biden's ad yesterday is because... You know, it plants that conspiracy theory, all the things they're talking about, all those things like San Francisco, that's a firebrand, that's a lightning rod for conservatives because San Francisco, California, migrants, banks, all these things. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, some people are going to read that article, some people are going to hear that ad and they're going to go, you know that there's 80,000 illegals marching to the border right now, right? I heard it. You listen to this ad. They're not lying. That's not a lie. That's the truth. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the business model for one entire network.
Three entire networks. What are we talking about here, folks?
Truly.
Three entire networks.
844-967-2789. What would you like to see happen to political ads if we could make some changes? From the 414, a PAC ad should be required to disclose its top 10 donors.
Ooh.
I like that.
See, that was the thing, too. Like, yeah, I don't disagree with that. I think they should have to do... I think that PACs should have to... I don't care who they are. In today's day and age, I want to know everything about them. We shouldn't... You know, if they're people, if corporations are people and PACs can do whatever they want, I want to know, just give me all of it. I want all that information. Because right now, the whole thing
I can look up your LinkedIn.
Yep. Exactly.
If you're a person, I can look up your LinkedIn and look at all your job history and find you on the interwebs. So if you were a PAC, Let me look at all the details about you as if you were a person.
I mean, as you know, in the judges race, the whole thing was every third tweet was this George Soros run campaign is being financed by so many, like, my guy. If I go into the groups that finance your people, I'm going to find those same billionaires on the other side, and I'm going to find some pretty nasty people, I'm sure, as well. So, stop it.
Do you think George Soros sees it as a badge of honor that his name just gets thrown out there every time as, like, the boogeyman of any funding for liberals, of just, like, knowing that his name is so deeply tied to liberal propaganda? Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing for him? Or do you think he doesn't think about it at all?
I don't think it bothers him remotely.
I don't think it bothers him, but I think as a businessman, he sees it as a smart move. He sees it as a dumb mistake on there, because anytime they say George Soros on a candidate, $50 says that candidate makes money and donations based on it. It was like, well, if George Soros likes him, he's a liberal, I'm a liberal, and they hate him, and I hate them, here's $10. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You put George Soros' name on there, you're going to get some donations.
844-967-2789. You can call and or text Tom from Richland County joining us. Hey, Tom, what do you want to say?
Yeah, I ran for assembly in 08, and I had a candidate run. I was running on something kind of like an Obamacare, which at the time was called Healthy Wisconsin. And I had ads printed out and mailed out to all the constituents saying that I wanted to pay for health care for illegal immigrants. And first of all, that wasn't what I was trying to do. So they were saying what I wanted to do incorrectly. But illegal immigrants can go to an emergency room anywhere in the country and get waited on for nothing every day. So it's one of those facts that gets disturbed by the language. People lose the fact in the first place.
Well, exactly, Tom. If they had provided full context for it, that would have changed everything.
But the big thing is that I ran at a time when you could get public financing up to like $7,000 instead of taking PAC money, and I took that. And they got rid of that in 2010 with Act 10 and everything else they did. But I believe in full-time, 100% public financing of everything and limiting assembly races to, say, $20,000 or something. You couldn't buy a whole lot of them ads if you only got $20,000.
Yeah.
You don't need $150,000 to run for an assembly in Wisconsin.
You need one great ad.
Thanks a lot, Tom. 844-967-2789. Eric from Tosa, I prefer the British model would be better than turning off the tap with 3 weeks left. My suggestion, no more 503C ads. Every campaign has to own their ads. No more, quote, tell Joe Biden, blah, blah, blah. Every ad would have to end with, I am so-and-so, and I approved this message.
Mm.
Okay.
You got to own it. Yeah. That, I think, is a great idea.
You can't have people running ads on your behalf, basically.
No. No. Paid for by people who like air.
Well, you know what they say about people who like air? They're trying to groom your children.
Into breathing.
Yeah.
On the Facebook live stream, we have a comment from Brian. One, only ads from the candidates, so similar to what Eric just said. Two, independent fact checkers disclosure at the end, like on medical ads, giving possible side effects.
Oh, that would be great.
Side effects of electing this candidate.
Include increased fights at your Thanksgiving dinner with your uncles.
844-967-2789. You can always call and you can text if you want to check in.
We also have one more from Josh. I would love to only see ads during a small window of time like they do over in England and parts of the EU.
And
yeah.
My husband has said the same thing because my husband is English.
Yeah, they have very strict rules with it, and I like that. I like that a lot.
Yep. Much, much shorter time periods.
But it's so funny because you think about who loses in that situation. Because I'm actually, as much as we say, oh, politicians are never going to go for this, I actually think there probably are a fair amount who would love to not have to raise as much money as they have to raise.
Oh, yeah.
And actually be able to campaign or actually be able to do their job and not have to take time off to campaign.
And raise money.
And so the people who would lobby against this are the media companies.
Without a doubt.
Yes. Like, that's who's winning in all of this.
Without a doubt.
It's not blue. It's not red. It is green.
Well, that's probably one of the reasons why they'll never do a warning up top, because it gives you the ability whether you're... Because I think when you watch football, they even have a warning saying it's violent.
On the NFL?
I think, maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. But, like...
Try this at home.
If you had to put a warning on a commercial, that means people could be like, oh, it's a political ad. Click. You're going to turn it off. That'd be death for media.
But would they? Because I'm thinking about this now, because I think we all now have whatever your social media du jour is.
MySpace
still? Yeah. Great. Good. I love that for you.
Thank you.
What's your homepage song right now for your poster and profile?
It is a death metal remake of Unholy by Sam Smith. That's not a joke, folks. That's a real song.
It's a real song on your real MySpace page?
Well, it's just a real song. I can't find my MySpace page anymore. I'm very sad about
MySpace is still a thing. It's a lot for musicians now.
Yeah.
But now you made me lose my train of thought.
Sorry.
What was I going to say? Jane, help me.
Jane's like, I wasn't listening. What are you talking about?
This happened to me yesterday. I had a brain lapse right in the middle of one of our discussions.
Your social media platform of choice, what's the option?
Oh, you now... There's trigger warnings on videos. There's warnings that will blur out if a video is posted on Instagram or TikTok, and I'm assuming Twitter, that says the following content is graphic, and it tells you why, and then you can choose to still see it. I'm going to be totally honest. I always choose to still see it. Because if anything, that creates the intrigue. Curiosity. Like, all right, well, why did they put a flag on this thing?
Right.
And maybe, you know, what is this thing that TikTok is trying to say to warn me from watching? It's different than, hey, this is a political ad. But it'd be interesting. That'd be an interesting test to see how many people would flip through as soon as they knew it was not just any commercial, but a political ad.
Yeah, instead of like TW, political ad, instead of, you know, then people are like, no, thank you.
No,
yeah.
Thank you.
No, I would say no.
They would flee in droves.
Yep.
Click.
All right. We have another comment on the Facebook live stream. As a reminder, if you like to, sometimes you miss the facial expressions that Jane and I or Greg have. And if you would ever like to watch us instead of just hear us,
you can
always do that on the live stream on As Goes Wisconsin Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. While you're there, subscribe.
Yeah.
Especially on YouTube, because we need more followers there.
If you're watching, you can put a tiny post-it note over my face. It's fine. I get it.
All right. Well, on Facebook, we have a comment from Brady. What do we think about banning outside groups from putting up ads? Only the candidates themselves.
That's what Jane was saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that could happen, but what would happen immediately before that would be a total rework of the campaign finance laws to allow them to take all that dark money, all that soft money, and allow them the candidate directly to have it. So then they can, because let's face it, a candidate nowadays, if you're running a presidential race, you need at least $1 billion with a B. Anything less, who's going to be able to raise that money? You got to have that direct funding.
All right. Well, when we come back, what do we miss? Greg Bach's going to give us a roundup of headlines we may have missed. Stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lots of sunshine today with a high of 63. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 40. Daytime highs approaching 60. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Temps below average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 40s to the low 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
So what did I miss? What did I miss? Virginia, my home sweet home, I wanna give you a kiss. I've been in Paris meeting lots of different ladies. I guess I basically missed the late 80s. I traveled the wide, wide world and came back to this.
Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and he is Mr. Greg Bach. We did this last week. I don't know what I just said. When I had been gone for a couple days, and you were so good at it that we just are going to make it a regular feature on Wednesdays of Greg Bach gives us a roundup of headlines we may have missed or not talked about. And I'm excited to see what you found this week, my friend.
Yes, I found some great little nuggets for you, spanning the state and the country.
Okay, not the world?
Yeah, the world, actually, yes.
Ooh.
Two worldwide stories.
Worldwide.
Oh, baby.
Not the World Wide Web, worldwide stories. Got it.
That's where I go for my news, the World Wide Web. Those tubes of information.
W.
Let's see here. Let's start with something statewide. Senator Ron Johnson just said in a panel of reporters of Wisconsin Republicans, he said to a panel of reporters on Monday that Wisconsin Republicans, quote, need to give people a reason to vote for them after losing 14 of the last 17 statewide elections, to which Wisconsin Republicans said, yes, we know. Give us a reason. Give us any reason at all. We're begging you. That's nice.
What do you think Ron Johnson thinks is the reason people voted for him? That's a serious question. Like, to come out and say that, he's like, we need to give people a reason to vote for us. Well, he won by 26,000 votes.
Yeah.
And so what do you think he thinks his reason is?
Because he wasn't Mandela.
Yeah, I think so. I agree that he wasn't.
Like, I'm sorry all of you can't run him against a vulnerable black man.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see here.
That's why they don't talk about their policies, because their policies are not popular.
No.
Which is what we're going to talk about in the next hour. So I don't want to cut off Greg.
No, it's
but
fine.
Just to tease up what we're going to talk about after the top of the hour news at noon. Shocking discrepancy between how religious our political officials are, or elected officials, and both in the Congress and in state legislatures, compared to where the public is with how religious they are, which I think is touches on that. But we're going to talk about that in the next. That's a tease. Go ahead, Greg.
All right. Let's see here. Fired Fox News host and professional melted snowflake, Tucker Carlson, seems to have has an interested party in hiring him. And that party is the Russian state media, who invited Tucker to come to work over there anytime he wanted, which was confusing for the former bow tie enthusiast, as Tucker thought that's who he's working for the whole time.
Exactly. He's been spouting Putin's talking points for months.
I did miss that.
Yeah.
Russian media was Russia Today. Come on over.
Russia Today, actually. Yes.
And they said you can make fun of Joe Biden all you want. We don't care. Which also they don't care on Fox News, so I don't really see the difference.
I do love all the reports that are coming out now that it was not about anything he said on air.
No.
Oh, he was a terrible person.
It was about him calling a certain person a C-word and the way he was talking on, like, his and running his show. It was more about the stuff behind the scenes than it was still free reign for whatever he was doing on air.
Which Rupert doesn't care what they say out loud.
No. I mean, when you think about all the autonomy and power they were giving him, as far as having like a podcast, a TV show, as well as
documentaries,
like documentary series, you know, like so. Okay, let's see here. In criminal news, Donald John Trump says in his new book, Letters to Trump, which is, as it sounds, a collection of letters other people have written to him, says it's the number one book on Amazon. The twice impeached Pervin chief is not only not in the top 20, he has somehow blamed it on Hillary Clinton. Side note, and I'm not kidding you, when I went to go see where this book was on the charts, a suggested book they sent me was one of Alexander Mikhailovich, a Grand Duke of Russia. Yeah, okay.
So wait, where was it on the list?
It was nowhere.
It's not on any top seller list.
It came out yesterday. He said it was number one on Amazon. It wasn't even in the top 20.
Okay, what about like, because sometimes people do that of like, oh, I'm number one on like home repairs.
Well, that's what, because he just said Amazon number one.
Oh.
And he's not on the fiction, nonfiction. He's nowhere to be found. The book just came out yesterday, but usually you can pre-order it. And they can take those numbers off a pre-order and say, here's where it is on our list.
Who still writes letters?
I don't know.
How many letters have you gotten in your life in the last 10 years that you could then publish a book?
It'd be a greeting card.
Again, we're making the assumption that these are all genuine letters.
Yeah, fair point. Let's see here. Where else we could? Oh, in local news. This is local. This is Wisconsin. Assembly Speaker and Popcorn King Robin Voss, still a jerk. Moving on. I don't know. Okay. This is some fun international news for you. Following Welsh soccer team Wrexham's promotion to the fourth tier English Football League, co-owner Ryan Reynolds left behind a gift for fans at a nearby pub, The Turf. That gift being 40 bottles of whiskey made by Reynolds' other business venture, Aviation American Gin. What makes this story so amazing is that each bottle was worth $1,000.
Wow.
They were drinking it into the next morning. And I'm only reporting this to say that if you were listening, Ryan, feel free to buy the brewers anytime you want. And the official pub is the Laughing Tap. So
wait, so Aviation Gin also makes whiskey.
They make, yeah.
But whiskey that costs $1,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What business doesn't he have?
He just sold Mint Mobile.
Which was the marketing company?
No, that was the phone company.
He
just sold that one. He's got the marketing. He's got Aviation. He's got Wrexham. And he just bought stakes in another company that he's not
something with finance, right?
I don't know. I just saw an ad with his face on it. So and he doesn't even, I don't think he even realizes what it does. So
is Ryan Reynolds the most interesting man alive?
Possibly. But does he make the greatest movies ever? No. So
I like some of his movies.
We love him anyways.
Oh, no, I love him too.
He's good at everything that
he does. I'm not going to kick him out of the cinema.
Because, like, what's the last really good movie he did?
Deadpool 2.
Yeah. That's the last one?
No, actually, Free Guy was really fun.
I didn't see Free Guy. I saw, what's the one, the time-traveling one?
Adam Project.
That was fine.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was a good streaming one.
Yeah.
I like The Proposal.
That's a fun movie.
That's not new.
I know. That's old.
That is a really good one.
All right, I got one more.
And then right, you got 1 minute.
1 minute. Perfect. I can do it slow if I want. Former New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has left behind government life in exchange for university life, as she will now be attending school in Cambridge, Massachusetts, under two fellowship programs. And now we can all look forward to her working into every conversation that she went to Harvard. That is the news you missed.
That is the news we missed. Thank you, Mr. Greg Bach. All right. Well, when we come back, like we said, new from Pew Research, our politicians are much more religious than us. Is it a good thing? Is that a bad thing? How do you feel about it? And then at 12:30, Dina Nina Martinez Rutherford.
Woo!
Great name. Comedian is going to be here at 12:30 after she's won her alderperson race in Madison. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help.
Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.